All right, so what's up, everybody? It's almost the end of February 2020. Give you guys a quick update of what I've been up to. Those of you following on Instagram, at Last Good Fight, some of you that's followed me from military over to my personal page, kind of give you an update on that situation, what happened there, and just my plans for this year. And those of you following on Strava, kind of my running and big goal I have for the end of the year for the Moab 240. I'll talk a little bit about that. And also something that has come up recently that I want to share with you guys about goal setting, and something I would call the failure goal. Anyway, kind of rewinding a little bit. A lot of you noticed on the military page, you know, I had separated from that page, and they wanted to kind of move in the direction of more monetize that and sell all sorts of stuff. And you can see the couple of guys on there. That's kind of not the direction I want to go or put the time into that sort of thing. And I just moved on. So this has been great. My kind of personal page that I think I have it set on private. I just let a few of you in at Last Good Fight. I'm just sharing, I guess, inspirational stories with you, you know, the ups and downs of life and how to get through that kind of stuff. And then when new podcasts drop and things like that, I'll let you guys know there. I don't post every day, but sharing kind of some of the gear that I'm using and stuff like that while I'm running. Cool kind of tips and things I've gone through and kind of sharing stories from the past of failure and successes for military and even into civilian life. So, that's up until now. You know, goals for this year, you know, I kind of got onto, kind of looking at some ultra marathons to run. And you know, I ran a marathon last year, 50K. I've done an ultra marathon in the past, 36 miles sea level to 10,000 feet here in Maui. But they since shut that race down. And nothing kind of really kind of inspired me to kind of go to the next level. There's a few marathons coming up this year, but I don't know. Some of you are like, well, yeah, isn't a marathon enough? And it's not. It's for me personally, you know, having something out there that, you know, when I talked about failure goals, something kind of scary that, hey, I could fail at it. There's a good chance that I'm not going to reach that goal. And when I came across the Moab 240, kind of listening to Joe Rogan's podcast with Courtney DeWalter, I think her name is. She had run the race, and Candace Burke, who'd set up the race, and something beyond an ultra marathon. I mean, running 240 miles, it just seems like just a horrendous journey of pain and suffering. And, you know, that's in October of this year. But, you know, going back to the point of the failure goal, and I was thinking about that and I was like, wow, why am I attracted to something like that? I signed up, it sold out first of all. And I had signed up as kind of an alternate, or if somebody pulls out of the race, then I'll be in. But, I don't know if I could finish something like that. I mean, I know in my mind I could, but you know, some injury. I know David Goggins did it here this last year in 2019 and had to pull out for some kind of pulmonary edema or high altitude sickness or something like that. So, you know, there's a lot of legit guys that go out there and take this on. They allow 200 runners into this 240 mile race in Utah, and it's set up really well from what I can tell. And this is the third or fourth year of it running. And something about that just really inspired me. Like, wow, I haven't had a goal in my life here in the last few years that, man, there's a good chance I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to accomplish the goal. And that's kind of what I want to talk to you guys about a little bit, and the effect of kind of just signing up for it, and what it's done here to my thought process and all these other things that I've done here in the last few weeks since not necessarily signing up, because I don't have a spot there yet. I'm kind of in limbo, just waiting for somebody to pull out of the race. So, you know, it may not happen or it may, but that's almost even better in my mind, because I got to train as though I'm doing it, because a month before they could say, hey, you're in, and I got to be ready. So it's kind of a cool mindset you got to have as well. Anyway, having a failure goal, I think, is real important. And I kind of sense that with many people I talk to, whether it's friends or family, or even here on social media, of setting goals that it's just like, well, yeah, you can accomplish that. Hey, I have a goal of showing up to class every day. Well, yeah, of course you can do that. That's not outside of your ability to do. And I see some people when I say, hey, why don't you run a marathon or a 10K, which I totally know is within their ability. But mentally, they just, oh, I don't know if I could do that. I have to like really train up for 5 or 6 years and then maybe attempt it. And regardless if they could finish it or not, you know, just attempting it and just saying, yeah, let's go, let's do it, you know, is something I'm not seeing as much anymore in the past. I mean, that was the start of my Navy career. Hey, there's this thing out there called the military. Why don't you just go and sign up? Let's go. Let's try it out. And I was lucky enough to just get into the military and go to boot camp, and it saved my life, really. And then off to be a corpsman and the SEAL teams and so on and so forth. And having those scary, audacious failure goals out there where you're not sure if you're going to make it through. You're going to try your best, but you may fail. And that is what this Moab 240 is kind of for me. There's a very, very high chance that I could make it 80 miles and just fall over, or, you know, roll my ankle, or just have bad nutrition along the way and just be throwing up. And who knows, may make it all the way. But I tell you what, once I kind of signed up as an alternate there and kind of said, hey, yeah, let's do it. It kind of changed my mindset for all this, you know, all this working out I have been doing and running, have been doing. Man, doing the 5 miles a day or 10 miles a day or whatever it is I'm running, it's like no factor. You know, when you have this crazy goal out there in front of you that, man, it's just so huge. These little tiny things that you fretted about in the past, they just kind of seem so minuscule, you know? And it's been pretty simple to go out and just say, oh yeah, let's put in an hour and a half of running. Let's pack enough water. Let's think about this thing. You know, how am I going to accomplish doing this, you know, for 8, 10, 12 hours a day with an hour and a half of sleep, and then back out on the road, and figuring out how to prepare for something like that. And I don't think we have enough failure goals in our life. Don't get me wrong, you know, goals of getting through the semester of your classwork or getting promoted at your job. Yeah, those are all good. But having a failure goal out there that is almost unreachable, and the margin of error and the risk of failing is really high, it'll change your mindset. And I want to share that journey with you. As some of you are following me on Strava and my runs and stuff like that, and kind of seeing the gear I'm putting together, I'll share that with you. And I fully expect to have injuries along the way. You know, if you're pushing yourself and things like that, yeah, I'm gonna get injured, and I'm gonna have to take a couple of days off or whatever. I have pretty weak ankles from rolling them, not only military, but when I was in college running, and my ligaments are just stretched out. I literally can turn my ankle all the way 90 degrees to the side. So I got to be super vigilant. So trail running is a challenge for me anyway, but running with a backpack with all my gear in the back And I get it. You're not necessarily running this entire 240 miles. There's a lot of just kind of power hiking and fast walking and things like that. So that's also something I'm trying to tackle as well. I see that as like almost weakness when I stop to walk, but I know that's super important part of going beyond, you know, 50, 100 miles, 200 miles. It's, you got to have that ability to do it. So that's kind of what I want to share with you guys, as the podcasts continue. But that's the update up until now. I haven't put out a few podcasts since January, but, think about that failure goal and what's one failure goal you could put into your life? What's something out there you're like, oh man, I don't know if that's possible. Man, that'd be a slim chance to be able to do that. Well, when you put your mindset into that and you go after that thing, man, even if you don't reach your goal, you accomplish a lot along the way, right? Think about it. You know, I'm trying to run this 240 mile race. I've been doing 50, 60 miles a week and it's been no factor. And I would never do that normally. Not to say I don't run a lot anyway, but it's kind of, it changes your mindset. And, so yeah, think about how you might, put a failure goal in your life, in some way, whether it's, a personal or in your job or in your business or at school or, in your activities. I know some of you hate running, so yeah, I'm not encouraging you to go and join me in this run or whatever, but you know, it'll really change your mindset. And even for me, after, you know, a decade of being in the SEAL teams and having that, grinding type mindset, it's, you can get soft and you got to check yourself sometimes. And I think that's what it's been for me the last 6-7 months. I've been grinding pretty hard at work, being successful there. And I haven't had something to kind of, that's out there for me to really go for and know that, hey, I mean, there's a good chance, 50% chance or more that I might fail. So, anyway, that's kind of the word here. It's going to be a little short podcast. What is that failure goal for you? So think about that. If you want to communicate with me or reach out to me, you can do it on Instagram at lastgoodfight. You can DM me. You can send me an email in the show notes, here. There's an email. You can, let me know what your failure goal is. I'd like to hear it. Anyway, we'll see you on the next podcast.